We're privileged to have a keynote speaker who is currently the International Director at SIM.
我们很高兴邀请到 SIM 的国际工厂主任。
Dr. Joshua Bokenchoko has spent many years serving overseas with Pastor Wong in Niger.
我们的讲员 Joshua Bokenchoko 他是跟黄有很多年的宣教经验，也在尼日跟黄牧师配搭过侍奉。
He and his wife are both medical doctors, and they serve the people and hospitals there.
牧师跟师母他们都是医生，他们在非洲的一些医院里来服侍。
And the Lord has called him here to the States now to help oversee the mission of SIM.
神就呼召他们来到美国，在SIM里面服侍。
And so we'd like to welcome him now.
我们现在就欢迎他来。
Good evening.
What?
I want to say thank you to Pastor Wong and Pastor Tom and the leadership of this church.
我要谢谢黄牧师 Pastor Tom 还有我们教会的 带领人。
And for the opportunity to be with you.
既然我有这个机会来跟大家见面。
And to spend this weekend with you.
跟你大家度过这个周末。
As we look into the Word of God.
我们一起来看神的话语。
And as we spend time together reflecting on God's mission to the world.
我们在一起的时间，我们一起来做对神的话语的一个探讨。
With a theme to every tribe, language, people, and nation.
我们的主题是万族、万方、万民、万国。
Before we go into the Word of God, I would just like to say a word of prayer.
我开始讲到之前，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for tonight.
父神，我们谢谢你今天的晚上。
We thank you for your goodness to each one of us.
我谢谢你对我们每一个人的好处。
We thank you for Christ who died on the cross.
我们谢谢主耶稣为我们在十字架上死。
And who rose again to give us life.
还从死里复活给了我们生命。
It was your love at work.
这是你的爱的工作。
And as we come together this weekend, Lord.
我们这个周末聚在一起。
I want to ask that you will work in each of our hearts, Lord.
我就求你在我们每一个人的心中工作。
Draw us close to you.
带领我们更亲近你。
Give guidance from your word.
给你的话语给我们带领。
Speak to us by yourself.
告诉我们你是怎么样一位神。
And let your name be glorified.
让你的名受到荣耀。
Father, honor your word in our midst, Lord.
我知道你的话语。
In Jesus' name.
我们是奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Tonight we're going to start on the theme to every tribe, language, and people.
今天我们开始我们这个大会的主题：万族、万方、万民、万国。
Every tribe, language, people, and nation, rather. And we're going to focus tonight on what I call God's mission.
我们今天注意在重点在于神的使命。
Tomorrow we're going to look at God's people.
明天我们要看神的子民。
And on Sunday we're going to look at God's world.
那我们在第三礼拜天我们要看神的世界。
And we're going to look at those topics in the context of this particular theme.
我们要看一段经文来看，根据这样的一个主题来看一些经文。
To every tribe, language, people, and nation.
就是万方、万族、万国、万民。
I'm going to read a very short passage from the book of Acts, chapter 26.
我跟大家一起来看这个《使徒行传》的26章。
The message tonight will be from the book of Acts, chapter 26.
我们今天的讲道主题是在《使徒行传》的26章。
And we're going to look at God, how God called Apostle Paul to this particular mission.
我们要看神怎么样呼召保罗做这样的一个工作。
God's mission.
这是神的使命。
I'm going to read from verse 16.
我们在26章的第16节来看。
To verse 18.
一直到18节。
Because of time, we won't read the whole chapter.
因为时间关系，我们不会把整章来读。
I will read it in English and then we'll have it read in Chinese.
首先是用英文读。
So from verse 11, excuse me, from verse 12, he says, "Why so engaged as I was journeying to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priest? At midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining all around me and those who were journeying with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew dialect, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the gods.' And I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And the Lord said, 'I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But get up and stand on your feet. For this purpose I have appeared to you, to appoint you a minister and a witness, not only to the things which you have seen, but also to the things in which I will appear to you, rescuing you from the Jewish people and from the Gentiles to whom I'm sending you, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me.'"
从12节到18节，那时我领了祭司长的权柄和命令，往大马色去。 王啊，我在路上晌午的时候看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我，并与我同行的人，我们都扑倒在地。我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说：“扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。”我说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。你起来站着，我特意向你显现。” 更要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Thank you. Context of from every tribe and language and people and nation.
这样，这个万方万族万国万民的特点是什么？
It's a reference to the book of Revelation.
是跟这个启示录有关的。
In Revelation 5:9.
在启示录的第5章第9节。
And Revelation 7:9.
还有启示录的第7章第9节。
We find references to people from every language, tribe, people, and nation.
那边这经文都有记载说是人从各国、各族、各民、各方来。
And if you look into the book of Revelation,
但是我们在看启示录的时候,
you find that in each of these cases, it was a context of worship.
在看到在这两个记载方面都是跟敬拜有关。
It was people who were bringing their worship to the Lord.
是看到这些人在神面前敬拜神。
It was a glimpse of heaven that God gave to John on the island of Patmos.
就是神给约翰看到天上天堂的一个景象。
When God opened his eyes to see something of what God was preparing for the future.
他让约翰看到神在预备将来要出现的事情。
Worshippers around the throne of God.
就是在神的宝座旁边来敬拜神。
So that's where the theme of this conference this weekend came from.
这个就是我们这个周末的主题的来源。
But that is a glimpse of the end.
就是看到将来要出现的只是一短时间。
At this moment, we're still journeying towards that end.
在现在，我们都是迈向这样的一个将来的结局的一个路上。
We're not at that end just yet.
我们还没到这结果，我们是快要到了。
But we all anticipate that wonderful and great worship before the throne of God.
可是我们就一直在期待将来我们在神面前这样的一个那么壮丽的敬拜。
And we know it's going to come.
我们知道这个事情会将要来。
But before that point,
可在那个之前呢？
There is work to be done.
我们需要做事情。
And that work for the church of God is called missions.
这就是 神的教会要我们去做差传。
God's mission to the world.
这是要服从神的使命对世界的一个负担。
It's very tempting when we think about mission. For us to think of mission as the Great Commission.
我们永远都会想以为拆团就是讲到这个大神说的大使命。
We go to Matthew chapter 28.
我们就会想到马太福音28章。
And we read from verse 18 to 20.
我们马太福音的28章18到20节。
And we see Christ saying to the disciples,
我们就看到耶稣跟他的门徒说,
Go therefore,
他们说,所以你们要去,
and make disciples,
叫十万民做我的门徒,
of all nations.
十万民做我的门徒。
And sometimes we are tempted to think that's when mission started.
我们很容易就这样想说, 以为那就是差传的宣教的开始。
No, mission did not start in the last chapter of the book of Matthew.
可是你要知道, 开传宣教并不是马太福音最后那章才开始的。
God has always been on a mission.
知道这是 神一直以来的使命,
a mission to redeem mankind.
就是一个要拯救人类的一个使命,
a mission to bring us back to himself.
就是一个使命要把人带回神, 归回神。
In the book of Acts, chapter 26,
在使徒行传的26章,
we see God's mission as a promise and hope of Israel and the nations.
我们看到神的使命是对以色列跟万国的一个应许以及指望。
In Acts 26 verse 6,
在26章的第6节,
Paul was referencing the promises of God.
在保罗就说到神对以色列的一个应许。
By the way, the context of this chapter,
其实这个 26章的一个背景呢,
was the trial of Paul,
就是对保罗的一个审查,
before King Agrippa,
before 在这个王这个阿巴斯王的面前,
King Agrippa and the governor Festus,
他就是当地的一个官,
the governor Festus,
在以弗所的
Festus. Okay. Basically, Paul had been arrested in Jerusalem.
基本上呢,保罗呢,在耶路撒冷被抓了。
He had gone preaching the gospel.
他因为他要传讲福音。
He had traveled all across Asia and the different parts of Palestine.
他在巴勒斯坦跟 小亚细亚那方面走遍了很多地方。
He had proclaimed Christ in so many places.
他在很多地方传扬基督。
And he had gone to Jerusalem.
然后他回到耶路撒冷。
And some of his co-workers had gone with him.
他的一些同工跟他一起回去。
And some of those co-workers were Gentiles, they were non-Jews.
他的一些同工有一些是外邦人,不是犹太人。
The rulers of the synagogue in Jerusalem,
那些会堂的那些首领呢,
had thought that Paul had brought Gentiles into the synagogue,
他就以为保罗把这些外邦人带到会堂去,
or into the temple,
带到圣殿去了。
And they had arrested Paul.
所以他们把保罗抓起来。
But their real purpose was to actually kill Paul.
他们最重要的目的其实要把保罗杀掉。
So Paul was initially detained in Caesarea, in Jerusalem.
刚开始的时候,保罗就被他们抓着,拘留在耶路撒冷。
And then he was moved to Caesarea.
然后他就把他带到以色列去。And
now that's where this event was taking place.
所以在这里就发生这个事情。
He was left in prison by one governor, Governor Felix.
他就从那个菲利斯那个总督那边在那边停留过。
And now he has been taken over by another governor who also wanted the king to listen to Paul.
然后他又带到另外一个官呢去，这个官是想听那个保罗的申诉。
But I think Paul's testimony here illustrates for us what this conference is about.
他就在这边保罗所说的就是主要是讲到他的传道的中心。
That our God is seeking people from every tribe, language, people, and nation.
他就讲到神是应许，就是要把他的好这个拯救的带到各万方、万族、万民、万国去。
Our God is a God on mission.
就是我们这个神是一个宣教的神。
That's why we started tonight, God's mission.
所以我们要讲到是神的宣教，神的使命。
So in his defense,
在这些事情呢,
Paul was referencing the promises of God to Israel.
保罗就引用说, 这是神对以色列人的一些的应许。
And he said in verse 6 of Acts 26,
在26章6节, 他这样说,
And now I'm standing trial for the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers.
现在我站在这里受审, 是因为指望神向我们祖宗所应许的。
See, Paul has been accused of teaching heresy or false teaching.
因为保罗被诬告说他在传一个假的宗教。
He has been accused of blasphemy.
他也被诬告说他亵渎神。
Against Moses and the law.
他是亵渎了摩西跟律法。
And Paul, in defense of himself, was now saying, No, what I was teaching was about the hope of our fathers.
可是保罗却申述说, 他所教导的是关于神给他神的应许跟指望。
It was the hope that God gave to our fathers and to the nations.
这是一个神给以色列以及万国的一个应许。
My teaching was about the hope of Israel.
我所讲的是关于以色列的指望。
In verse 7 he said,
好,第七节他这样说,
the promise to which our 12 tribes hope to attain,
这应许是我们12个支派,
as they earnestly serve God night and day,
昼夜切切地侍奉神, 都指望得着,
and for this hope, O king,
他说, 王啊,
I am being accused by the Jews.
我被犹太人控告, 就是因这指望。
So what hope was Paul referring to?
这个指望是什么呢?
And what is the relevance of that hope to God's mission to our world?
这个指望对神跟神的宣教有什么关系呢?
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 15,
我们看到在 创世纪第三章的15节,
when man fell in the Garden of Eden,
当人在伊甸园犯罪,
when sin entered the world,
当罪进入这个世界,
God made a promise.
神就做了这个应许。
God said to the woman,
神对那个女人说,
Your seed will crush the head of the serpent.
你的后裔要伤这个蛇的头。
Your seed, not seeds.
他讲到女人的后裔是一个单词单数词。
So God was referencing one seed of a woman.
他是讲到这个女人的一个后裔。
Remember, that promise was not made to Adam, it was made to Eve.
你看到这个就是神对夏娃的应许，并不是对亚当的应许。
At the moment of the fall of man,
在人犯罪那个时刻,
God set in motion the plan and the mission to redeem humankind.
神就要定下了他要拯救人类的计划。
That God was going to use man, a sinless man, to redeem man.
他是用到一个无罪的人来拯救有罪的人。
The Son of God himself.
就是他自己的儿子。
That was the hope.
这就是指望。
But Israel did not understand that hope.
可是以色列人并不明白这个指望。
So Paul referencing the promise of God to Israel.
所以 这个保罗就用神的指望告诉以色列人,
it was also referencing the promise of God to the nations.
这样的指望也是跟这个万国有关的。
Because God said to Abraham,
因为神对亚伯拉罕说,
in Genesis chapter 12,
在创世纪的12章,
from verse 2 to 3,
2到3节,
when God called Abraham,
当神呼叫亚伯拉罕的时候,
God made several promises to Abraham.
他跟亚伯拉罕做了几个应许。
That's one of the key promises of God to Abraham.
但是亚伯拉罕对神对亚伯拉罕那个主要的应许呢,
was that in him all the nations of the earth would be blessed.
就是地上的万族都因他得福。
I want you to take a minute and think about that.
我们花点时间来想一想。
In you all the nations of the earth would be blessed.
就是通过你世上所有的万国都会得福。
How was that to happen?
那怎么样才造成的呢?
Remember at the point when God made that promise,
你知道在当神做这样的应许的时候,
Abraham didn't even have a son.
亚伯拉罕根本都没有儿子。
He had no child.
他没有小孩。
And God was saying, I will bless the nations through you.
可是神就对他说，我要万国要因你得福。
This promise was repeated three times to Abraham.
这样的一个应许向亚伯拉罕重复了三次。
Three times God said to Abraham, through you, all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
神三次这样说，万族都因你得福。
That was the hope of Israel and the hope of the nations.
这就是以色列跟万国的一个指望。
So God was already on mission in the Old Testament.
所以在看到神在旧约的时候，已经是一个宣教的神。
He called Abraham so that through him he can set a nation on mission.
所以这是把他呼召亚伯拉罕，让他这个宣教的工作可以开始。
God established the people of Israel so that through them he can accomplish his mission in the world.
神建立以色列人，成他们成为一个国，要通过他们，神的宣教工作可以开始。
In Acts chapter 26,
在使徒行传的二十六章
，and verse 7, which we read already.
我们看过的第七跟第八节
，Paul pointed out to us that this promise was to the 12 tribes of Israel.
他说，存着这样的一个应许是对以色列的十二个支派的。
But we also know that this promise was for the nations of the earth.
可是我们也知道，这个指望也是要给万国的。
In fact, God's call to Israel was to make them a witness to the world.
神其实要呼召以色列，就是他们成为万国的一个见证。
Because in Isaiah 43:10-12,
我们有看到以赛亚书的四十三章十到十二节说
，God said to the Israelites, "You are my witnesses."
神对以色列人说，你是我的见证。
And my servant whom I have chosen.
我所拣选的仆人。
What did God choose them for?
那神拣选他们为什么？
So that they may make him known to the world.
就是他们借着他们要把神彰显在万国中。
Because God said to them, "You are my witnesses that I am God."
他就是说，因为人跟他们说，你们是我的见证，我是神。
See, it was not in the New Testament that God started loving the world.
所以说，并不是从新约开始才说神爱世人。
It wasn't in the book of John chapter 3 verse 16 that God started loving the world.
不是说从约翰福音三章十六节才告诉我们神爱世人。
John 3:16, for God so loved the world.
约翰福音三章十六节说神爱世人。
That he gave his only begotten son.
所以他是给了我们他的独生子。
No, it wasn't at that point. God has always loved the world.
这个从那时候开始神爱世人，神一直都爱世人。
It was the world that was living in rebellion against God.
只是世人反叛了神。
And God called out the people of Israel as his witness to the nations.
所以神就呼召了以色列人成为万国的神的见证人。
But the Israelites were blind to God's purpose.
可是以色列人却不明白神的这样的目的。
They did not understand God's purpose for the world.
他们不明白神对万国的心意。
They did not understand God's mission to the world.
他们不明白神对世界的对万国的一个使命。
They did not understand God's heart for the world.
他们也不明白神对万国的心意。
Just like Paul did not understand God's heart for the world at the beginning.
就好像保罗，他起初也不明白神对万国的心意。
In verse 9 of chapter 26 of Acts.
在第九节 ，verse 9 Okay, 就二十六章的第九节那边说。
Paul said this.
保罗这样说。
So then I thought to myself that I had to do many things hostile to the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
所以他说，当时他就要以为多方要攻击拿撒勒耶稣的名。
Let's just read through verse 10-11.
我们约翰十到十一节。
And this is just what I did in Jerusalem. Not only did I lock up many of the saints in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, but also when they were being put to death, I cast my vote against them, And as I punished them often in all the synagogues, I tried to force them to blaspheme, and being seriously enraged at them, I kept pursuing them even to foreign cities.
10到11节说，我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行了。既从祭司长得了权柄，我就把许多的圣徒囚在监里，他们被杀，我也出名定案。在各会堂，我屡次用刑强迫他们说亵渎的话，又分外恼恨他们，甚至追逼他们，直到外邦的诚意。
Remember, we're talking about God's mission to every tribe, language, people, and nation.
我们讲到神对万方、万族、万国、万民的使命。
Here was somebody who was totally blind to what God was doing.
现在我们看到一个人对神的心意完全的不明白，像瞎眼一样。
See, in verse, from verse 9 to 11, he told us the evil he was doing to those who are following Jesus of Nazareth.
他就9到11节告诉他，他怎么样对那些跟从基督的人的一些的坏的一些行为。
He was chasing them from city to city.
他在一个城追到另外一个城。
But let's go back to verse 4.
那我们回到看第四节怎么说。
Because I want us to understand something about Paul.
我希望你们大家能更明白清楚了解一下保罗。
That might be helpful to us today too.
可能对我们今天是有帮助的。
From verse 4 and 5, Paul said, So then, all Jews know my manner of life from my youth up, which from the beginning was spent among my own nation.And at Jerusalem, since they have known about me for a long time, if they are willing to testify that I lived as a Pharisee according to the strictest sect of our religion.
四节说，我从起初在本国的民中，并在耶路撒冷，自幼为人如何，犹太人都知道。他们若肯做见证，就晓得。我起初是按着我们教中最简严谨的教门做了法利赛人。
So here was Paul, a Pharisee.
我们看到保罗这个法利赛人。
If you understand what Paul is saying here, he said, I belong to the most strict sect of our religion.
他就告诉他们，他在犹太教中做了最严谨的教门。
Today, that would be equivalent.So some of the most conservative evangelical Christians.
今天来说就是那些现在最保守的那些福音派的基督徒。
Some of these people were so conservative, they memorized the whole Old Testament.
这些人那么敬虔的，他们把整个旧约圣经都背起来。
I don't know how many of you have memorized the whole chapter yet.
我不知道当中有多少人能够背了一章。
But think of those who memorize the whole Old Testament.
那你想一想那些把整个旧约都背起来的。
And they can stand at the corner of the street and quote it to you.
他可以站在街头上就跟你引用圣经。
This man, Paul, belonged to that kind of a sect.
保罗就成为这样的一个教门的人。
And yet, in spite of all of Paul's knowledge of the Bible.
可是虽然保罗对圣经有那么多的知识。
In spite of all his knowledge of the Old Testament,
虽然他对旧约圣经有多么的理解
his knowledge of the law,
可他对神的认识
his knowledge of the prophets,
他对先知的认识
Paul did not recognize the Lord Jesus.
可是保罗却不认识耶稣基督
The Old Testament prophesied of his coming.
可是整本旧约圣经就预言了耶稣的到来
He himself wrote that the Old Testament was our schoolmaster until Jesus came on the scene.
他其实他自己也说，旧约圣经就是见证了耶稣的到来。
But when Jesus showed up, Paul did not recognize him.
可是当耶稣真的出来的时候，保罗不认识他。
Because he did not recognize God's missioner heart.
因为他本身不清楚神的宣教的这个使命。
Paul did not recognize that God's purpose was the salvation of the world, not just the redemption of Israel.
保罗不知道神的心意是要拯救全世界的十万民，并不是单单要拯救以色列人。
He did not understand that the God of Israel is also the God of the whole world.
他也不明白说以色列的神也是万国的神。
See, the idea of the God of Israel being kind and saving the Gentiles just didn't work in his theology.
就是说，神要把以色列人、犹太人跟外邦人组在一起，并不符合他的神学观。
As far as he was concerned, he had a God that he had put in a box.
他的只是把他的神放在他自己的盒子里。
See, the God of Israel to him has to act in certain ways.
所以以色列的神对他来说是要这样的做。
He had to do certain things.
他是一定要做某一些事情
and he couldn't do certain things.
他也不能做其他的某一些事情
so he was blind to the ways of God.
所以他对神的方法其实是瞎了眼
perhaps today some of us are like that.
或者今天我们有人也像这样子
we have boxed God.
我们把神限制在一个圈圈里
we have a God who must do certain things for us.
我们有一位神，他要为我们做某一些事情。
And who must not make certain demands on our lives?
可是他又不能对我们的生命有某一些的期望。
One time, somebody said to me.
有一次，有一个人这样跟我说。
He said, "I don't want to ask for God's will."
我其实不想寻求神的旨意。
And I said, "Why?"
我就问他为什么呢
？And this lady, we were students together.
但是我们曾经是同学。
She said to me, "Because I know."When I start asking for God's will,
因为我知道当我一问神的旨意的时候
He will tell me to do just that which I don't want to do.
他就会叫我做一些我不喜欢做的事情
She wanted a God that fits certain parameters.
他需要的一位神是要符合他的要求的
A God that fits her theology.
这就是一个半个神学观的神
There's a difference betweenserving a God who fits your theology and fitting yourself into the theology of the God of the nation.
这就是一个分别出，要把神放在你自己的神学观里，还是你自己跟随神的神学。
A God who has a heart for all the nations of the earth.
神是对万国都有他的心意。
A God who is on mission.
这个神是一个宣教的神。
The Israelites, because of their perspective on God,
以色列因为他们对神的这些的 看法
They totally missed God's focus for their lives
所以他们就忘记了神看不见他们神在他们身上的旨意
And several times they ended up in slavery
所以很多次他们就自己就 变成了奴隶
Because it was clear from the Old Testament that God wanted the nations to come to himself
所以你们很清楚在旧约看到神是希望这些人回归于他
In Genesis chapter 17, verse 10,
在这个创世纪十七章里面说
，God gave the covenant of the circumcision to Abraham.
神就给了亚伯拉罕这个割礼的约。
And this was what was supposed to distinguish the Jewish people from all other people.
就是把这个犹太人从其他的民族中分别出来。
But then you come to Exodus chapter 12, verse 48.
但是你去到这个出埃及记
when God instituted the Passover
当神跟他们讲到这个过逾越节的时候
God opened the door to strangers
可是神开门了给一些那个陌生人
because God said to the Israelites
因为神对这些以色列人说
you alone must eat the Passover of your God
他说你只有你们才能吃逾越节的羊
Passover.
Yeah.
And, but if a stranger wants to eat this Passover,
可是要是有外人要想吃的话
he must be circumcised.
他一定要受了割礼
But you realize that if a stranger is circumcised to eat the Passover,
你要想一想，一个外人他是受了割礼，要来吃这个逾越节的宴席的话
，such a stranger effectively become a participant in the covenant of Abraham。
这样的一个外人就却在这个亚伯拉罕跟神的约里面有份了。
Because the covenant of circumcision was given to Abraham。
因为这样的割礼的约是给亚伯拉罕的。
God opened the door to strangers。
所以神开了门给外人进来。
In Psalm 96, verse 3,
就在诗篇的96,
96,
有这三章。
96:3. It says, declare his glory among the nations.
他就说, 在万国, 彰显他的荣耀。
And in Isaiah 42,
在这个以赛亚书的42章,
God said to the Israelites,
人对以色列人说,
I'm making you a light to the Gentiles.
我要你成为外邦人的光。
In fact, in Isaiah, he repeated that twice.
其实在以赛亚那边, 这个话重复了两次,
Isaiah 42 and Isaiah 49.
就在以赛亚的42章跟49章,
I am making you a light to the Gentiles.
我要你成为外邦人的光。
In Isaiah 45,
在以赛亚书的45章,
God said, come to me, all nations, and be saved.
他说,万国要到我这里得救。
How else was God to express his heart for the nations?
你看看神对外邦的一些的心意是多明显。
Yet, the Israelites did not understand God's heart for the nations.
可是以色列人却不明白神对万国的心意。
And Paul did not understand God's heart for the nations at the beginning.
在起初的时候,保罗也不明白神对万国的心意。
He persecuted God's people.
他逼迫了神的,
because he was blind.
因为他瞎眼了,
he was blind to God's mission. I think sometimes as Christians, we probably have some level of blindness as well.
我们作为基督徒的人,某个程度都会瞎了一些,
and I pray that God will open our eyes to the needs of the nations.
我希望神能开我们的心眼,
to understand the heart of God for every human being on earth.
让我们明白神对世界上所有人的心意。
That his desire is that everyone will come to faith in Christ.
就是这样希望人人都能得救,在耶稣里面得到救恩。
And join in that great worship.
在一起参与这样一个最后的一个大的敬拜。
From every tribe, language, and people and nation.
就从万国万民万族万方来的人来敬一起敬拜神。
In spite of God, of Paul's persecution,
虽然保罗这样的逼迫, 基督徒,
God never left his people.
可是神却没有离开他的子民,
because God has promised his presence with his people.
因为神应许了要跟他的子民同在。
God's promise and God's presence was with his suffering servants.
就是神会跟他受苦的仆人一起同在, 也给他们应许。
So from verse 9 to 15, Paul described the persecution, how he persecuted God's people.
所以他的保罗都告诉了,有,他怎么样去逼迫了这些犹太,这个基督徒。
He said he chased them from city to city.
他就是他追赶他们从一个城到另外一个城。
From synagogue to synagogue.
从会堂到另外一个会堂。
Until he came to an encounter with the living Jesus.
直到他跟耶稣面对面。
And so, from where we read, from verse 14.
我们再看14节那边说,
and then he said, when we had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew dialect, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the gods.
14节说, 我们都扑倒在地, 我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说, 扫罗, 扫罗, 为什么逼迫我? 你用脚踢刺是难的。
And I said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
我就说, 主啊, 你是谁? 主说, 我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
I want you to reflect with me on that moment in the life of Paul.
我们一起来回想, 保罗在那一刻的情况是怎么样?
Here is Paul who was chasing around the people who are followers of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
是保罗到处追赶那些耶稣基督的门徒。
And can you imagine Paul hearing the voice of the very Jesus he was persecuting?
那你试想一下, 当他听到他所逼迫的耶稣跟他讲话,
Paul, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
他就讲说, 扫罗啊, 扫罗, 你为什么逼迫我?
He hasn't changed, his name has not been changed to Paul at that time.
当时他没有改名叫保罗。
You see, Paul in his mind was not necessarily persecuting Jesus. He was just persecuting those who were following Jesus.
当保罗,扫罗的心里面只想说, 他并没有逼迫耶稣, 他只逼迫耶稣的那些门徒而已。
But Jesus said, no, you are persecuting me.
可是耶稣却说，你是在逼迫我。
You are not just chasing my people, you are chasing me.
你不是在追赶我的仆人，你我的门徒，你是在追赶我。
But Paul's response was quite interesting.
可是保罗的反应却是蛮有趣的。
Because he said, "Who are you, Lord?"
因为保罗说，主啊，你是谁？
Who are you, Lord?
主啊，你是谁？
The interesting thing, how did Paul know that was the Lord speaking to him?
可是最有趣的是，保罗怎么知道跟他讲话的是主呢？
And if he knew that was the Lord, why did he ask, "Who are you?"
可是他知道他是主，为什么又问他是谁呢？
You see, Paul was encountering for the first time the risen Jesus.
这是保罗第一次跟这个死里复活的耶稣碰面对面。
Who are you, Lord? Could be a question of inquiry.
主啊，你是谁？可能就是一个询问。
Because something extraordinary has happened.
因为有一些超自然的事情发生。
A light from heaven, brighter than the sun.
因为看到在天上有大光出来，比太阳还要亮。
I don't know what that experience was like.
我不知道那样的经历会是怎么样。
But it must be terrifying.
一定会很惧怕。
Who are you, Lord?
他说 主啊，你是谁？
The interest, Jesus spoke to him in the Hebrew dialect.
可是耶稣就用希伯来话来回答他。
Remember when Jesus was crucified, when he cried,on the cross, he spoke in Aramaic.
你知道，当耶稣在十架上死的时候，他讲的是亚兰语。
Here was Jesus speaking the Hebrew dialect to Paul.
可是在这里，他用希伯来话跟保罗说。
But no, Jesus was not appearing so he can terrify Paul.
耶稣的出现在把就是啊，保罗真的很害怕。
Jesus was appearing so he could call.Paul from darkness to light.
耶稣对保罗的显现，就要把保罗从黑暗
照
到光明。
And send him to call others from darkness to light.
要差遣他去把人从黑暗归向光明。
From verse 16 to 18, we saw the conversation between Paul and the living God Jesus.
在十六到十八节，就会看到耶稣跟保罗的对话。
From verse 16, he said, "But get up and stand."On your feet, for this purpose I have appeared to you, to appoint you a minister and a witness, not only to the things which you have seen, but also to the things in which I will appear to you, rescuing you from the Jewish people and from the Gentiles, to whom I am sending you, to open their eyes, so that they may turn from darkness to light, and from the dominion of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those.Who have been sanctified by faith in me.
十六节说，你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事显明出来。我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。我差你们到那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一些成圣的人同得基业。
Paul was being set apart for God's mission.
保罗是被神呼召出来做神的宣教。
I have appeared to you to set you apart.
所以耶稣向他显现，要把他分别出来。
I have appeared to you to appoint you to my mission.
要向他显现，要派他做他的宣教的执事。
And that mission is specific.
这样的一个使命是很特定的。
I'm going to rescue you.
我要来拯救你。
And I'm going to send you to the Gentiles.
然后我要把你派到外邦人当中。
To open their eyes.
要把他们的眼睛打开。
And to turn them from darkness to light.
从黑暗中归向光明。
And from the dominion of Satan to God.
从撒旦权下归向神。
That they may receive forgiveness of sin.
让他们的罪就得赦免。
And an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
和一切成圣的人同得基业。
That is the mission of God.
这个是神的使命。
And that is the mission to which He invites each one of us here to participate.
也就是神邀请我们每在座的每一个人一同参与的。
Every one of us here If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you have been invited to be part of this mission.
在座的是你认识主耶稣基督为你个人的主的话，你这就被邀请来参与这样一个使命。
When you encounter the living Jesus, you become one of those that He has appointed, like Paul.
当你认识了基督，你就知道你会像他会指派你做保罗做的事。
He has appointed you as His witness.
他是把派进你做他的见证。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8,
在使徒行传的第一章第八节
He said, you shall be my witnesses.
就说你要做我的见证。
He said that to the disciples,
他向那些门徒说的。
But he also said it to all of us.
他也是对我们所有人说的。
Every single person who knows Christ as their Lord and Savior has been set apart, has been called to be a witness.
所有认识主耶稣基督的他说我们救主的都会被神分别出来要做这个使命。
Interestingly, that word translated witness in that chapter is also the same word that we use for martyrs.
虽然这个字见证也是同意在圣经里面是寻道者的同一个字。
Martyrs, people who die for a particular cause, like you have here of jihadis and martyrs, that's the same word in Greek that's translated witness.
就是说在希伯来话的话这个字见证也就是寻道者以同样的语
We are called to be martyrs for the cause of Christ.
我们被呼召出来要为基督做基督的缘故做寻道者
We are called to open the eyes of the blind.
我们也呼召出来要去使人能够开了眼睛
To call men and women from darkness to light.
要使人从黑暗中归向光明
From the dominion of Satan to God.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
That was the commission.
这就是神的给我们的使命。
That has always been God's mission to the world.
这是永远都是神对世界的心意。
That has always been God's mission to every tribe, language, people, and nation.
就是神对万国、万方、万族、万民的使命。
That is the same mission.To which God is calling each one of us.
就是同一个意向，神是呼召我们去做。
Now your role may be different to mine.
你们的角色可能跟我的不一样。
Pastor Quincy and Emily are heading to Niger.
王牧师跟师母他们去尼日。
Heading back to full-time mission work.
他们将会回到全时间做宣教的工作。
Wherever they go, whether here in the U.S. or abroad.
无论他们去哪里，在美国或者在外国
，That is where God wants them to be a witness now.
就是叫神要他们做他的见证。
Perhaps some of us here have been called to several neighborhoods here in Colombia.
或者我们在座的在被神呼召，我们在哥伦比亚。
That's where you're supposed to be a witness for Christ.
就在不同的社区里面，神呼召你做他的见证。
You have been called to different professions.
可能是呼召你做不同的职业
different vocations
不同的行业
and every single day we encounter people who live in darkness
我们每一天都会碰到不少在黑暗中的人
people whose lives are under the dominion of Satan
他们还是活在撒旦权势下面
God's mission is to bring them to the light
神给你的使命就是把他们带向光明
and every one of us has been calledset apart for that purpose.
我们每一个人都被神分别出来要做这个使命。
God's mission is a call from darkness to light.
神的使命就是要人从黑暗中归向光明。
We are the one He has chosen to do that.
就是我们说神所拣选的人要做这个事情。
You see, God could have made things easier for Himself, you know.
神自己做可能会更容易。
I used to think sometimes, you know, I would sit down and we think, you know, if I'm God, I won't do things the way He does it.
所以我坐下来想说，要是我是神的话，可能我就不需要这样做。
But you should be glad I'm not God.
你可能高兴我不是神。
Because it would be a terrible mess if I were God.
因为我是神的话，我可能会把自己弄糟了。
You see, otherwise, why wouldn't God send Jesus to a very popular family, for example?
就是想说，神为什么不把耶稣生在一个非常有权势很的家庭呢
？Maybe if Jesus had been born by maybe Herod, he would have had better hearing.
哦，但是他生在这个叙利王的话，可能会更多人来听他呢。
But he was born by a peasant.
可他却被一个 木匠来生养。
A carpenter.
是一个木匠。
In the backward city, you know, village of Nazareth.
是在拿撒勒一个很落后的村庄里。
In fact, was so old, one of his own disciples said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?"
那个地方，这甚至连门徒都说，从拿撒勒还出什么好东西来吗？
You think of a God who do things like that.
你要想象一个神能够这样去做事情。
But that is the God who calls us.
就是这位神来呼召我们。
Because in His wisdom, He has chosen to make Himself known to the world through you.
因为从在他的智慧中，他拣选你要在世人中认识他，借着你去认识神。
In His wisdom, He sent the suffering Christ to the world.Through a peace and family.
凭着他的智慧，他差遣耶稣来受苦。
And sometimes he doesn't choose the popular people.
就是他不选那些非常受人欢迎的人。
He chooses people like you and I.
他却拣选了你跟我。
But what will you do with that?
那你要怎么做呢？
In your workplace.
在你的工作单位。
In your neighborhood.
在你的邻居当中。
In the distant nations.
在远方。
What will you do with it?
那你要怎么做？
Because Paul, in his defense, in verse 19,
因为在保罗的申诉当中，在十九节，他这样说，
he said, "I have been obedient to the vision."
他就说，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
So King Agrippa,
所以王啊，
I did not prove disobedience to the heavenly vision.
我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
I was not disobedient.
我没有违背。
When Jesus spoke to me,
当耶稣跟我讲的时候，
when he made me understand his mission,
当他让我明白他的使命的时候，
I threw myself into it.
我就整个人投进去。
I was not disobedient.
我没有违背。
Maybe some of us have been thinking, well, you know, God hasn't called me.
或者我们当中人想说，啊，神都没有呼召我。
I didn't see a light on the way here.
我开车来的时候没有看到有大光，
and I didn't even fall to the ground.
我也没有扑倒在地。
Perhaps the only way God will call you is the message you are hearing tonight.
或者神呼召你就是要通过今天晚上的信息。
You might say I didn't hear Jesus speak my language.
你可以说我没有听到耶稣讲我的语言哦。
Perhaps the only language he will speak to you is the one you are hearing tonight.
可是他用的言跟你讲话的言语，就是你今天晚上有听的信息。
Inviting you to engage in his mission to the world.
他邀请你参与他这个对世界宣教的使命。
And if you have been engaged, he wants you to redouble that effort.
要是你已经投身进去，他希望你能够加倍的努力。
Think about it.
你要想一想。
Are you going to be disobedient?
你要不要违背？
Paul said, "I have not been disobedient."
保罗说他没有违背神的
vision from heaven.
从天上来的意象。
You see, when I sensed God was calling me into mission,
当神叫我去参与宣教的时候，
I told God that he was making a mistake.
我告诉神啊，神你做犯错了。
Because you see, I thought I knew better than him.
因为我以为我比神知道的更多。
I was from a poor family.
我生长在一个很贫穷的家庭。
I was going to be the first doctor for my family and for my village even.
其实是我的家跟我那个乡村第一个出来的医生。
I had an extended family that was looking up to me.
我还有一个很大的家族都在看着我。
So how can God call someone like that to be a missionary?
可是神怎么会叫这样一个人成为宣教士呢？
Not only that, I was from Nigeria.
不但如此，我还是从那个 Nigeria 来的。
We only knew white missionaries.
我们只知道宣教士是白人。
And I checked myself in the mirror, I wasn't white.
我看看镜子里面，我并不白啊。
So how can I be a missionary?
我怎么可以成为一个宣教士呢？
I told God, no, he was wrong.
我就告诉神啊，你错了。
I couldn't be a missionary.
不能成为一个宣教士。
But God worked on my heart.
可是神在给我心中工作。
I didn't see a light from heaven.
我没有看到从天上来的大光。
I didn't hear a voice from the darkness.
我也没有在黑暗中听到任何声音。
But I heard God's voice from His Word, the Bible.
可是我在从圣经里神的话里面听到了。
I like Paul.
就好像保罗。
I said.
我就说。
I cannot be disobedient.
我不能违背。
I don't know what God is saying to you tonight.
我不知道神怎么跟你讲话今天晚上。
God's mission is a light to all people.
神的指令要我们成为世界人的光。
That was what Paul did.
This is 保罗做到了。
From 20 to 23.
在20-22节。
He said to us.
他这样说。
But I kept declaring, you know, said it wasn't disobedient to the vision from heaven, but kept declaring both to those of Damascus first, and also at Jerusalem, and then throughout all the region of Judea, and even to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds appropriate to repentance.
先在大马色，后在耶路撒冷和犹大全地以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改。归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
And in verse 23, he said that the Christ was to suffer, and that by reason of his resurrection from the dead, he would be the first to proclaim light both to the Jews people and to the Gentiles.
23节就是基督必须受害，并且因从死里复活，要首先把光明的道传给外邦和百姓和外邦人。
Our God is a God on mission.
我们的神是一个宣教的神。
A mission of proclaiming light to both the Jews and the Gentiles.
这是一个向犹太人跟外邦人宣讲这个光明的，成为他们的光。
A light to the people of Colombia and to the peoples outside Colombia.
是成为哥伦比亚或者哥伦比亚以外的人的光。
A light to the people of the United States and to the nations.Beyond the United States.
成为美国的光，也成为美国以外国家的光。
Incidentally, he has chosen to use his own people to do the work.
他就选用了他的子民来做他的工作。
Do we share God's heart for the nations?
我们有没有跟神一样分享到神对万国的心意呢？
That every tribe, language, people, and nation we worship around his throne.
就是万族万国万民万方都来神的宝座前敬拜他。
God is on mission.
神是一个有使命的神。
And like someone said, it's not the church of God that has a mission.
可是好像有人说，并不是说神的教会有一个使命。
It is the mission of God that has a church.
就是神的使命就是有教会。
And you.At that church.
你就是这个教会。
Will we be disobedient?
那我们会不会违背呢？
To God's mission.
就是违背神来的使命呢？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for tonight.
神啊，我们谢谢你今天晚上。
You are the God of the nations.
你是万国的神。
You love the nations of the earth.
你爱世上的万国。
You desire that.People from every language, tribe, and nation will come to you.
你期待人从万国万方万族万民中来敬拜你。
You have chosen to use us to do that.
你还选择拣选了我们要做这个事情。
I pray for each one of us here tonight.
我为在座每一位人祷告。
That our hearts may be willing.
让我们心都愿意。
To play our part.
在这个施工上有份。
In the work that you have given to your church.
这是你交给教会的使命。
It's your mission, Lord.
这是你的使命。
You have invited your church.
你有邀请，你邀请你的教会来参与。
Thank you, Lord God.
谢谢你，神。
We praise you in Jesus' name.
我们赞美你，也奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.